on America Outdoors Radio. We are talking to one of my favorite people and a person I consider to be a real mentor when it comes to outdoors radio. His name is Scott Linden. He's the former host of Field & Stream and Outdoor Life Radio, and now he has a television show called Wing Shooting USA. Scott, great to have you back on the show.
Nice to be on this side of the interview.
Well, Scott, I want to talk to you today, with upland bird season here in full swing, about your three favorite states to go to when it comes to upland bird hunting. And I'd like to cover a different species for each state. So let's start off with pheasant. What's your number one state for pheasant hunting this fall?
The default answer, and anybody who tells you differently is lying, is South Dakota.
Absolutely.
Even in a bad year, South Dakota has more birds than everybody else put together in a good year. So you may work harder at it on a year like this where the bird numbers are a bit down, but there's always places to go. There's always birds to find. And the state is so welcoming to hunters that you can't help but have a good time, even if you don't limit every day.
How is public land access in South Dakota? Is it hard to find a place to hunt, or is it pretty easy?
It's pretty easy. I actually made a study of that the last couple seasons and wrote an article for Pointing Dog Journal on the subject because I was so intrigued by how open many states are, and not just South Dakota, but South Dakota, they've figured it out. They've got it down pat. There is, of course, public land of various sorts from the Fort Pierre National Grassland on down to smaller patches here and there. There is an incredible program of private land open to hunting that requires you to simply get the atlas and look at the map and go to the blue spots, basically. And I've had a great time doing that. And it really is as simple as that. Find a town you like, get the atlas, and go.
All right, South Dakota for pheasant. Take us to another state for another species.
Sharp-tailed grouse, Montana.
Nice. Tell me more.
Well, if you like to watch pointing dogs from a distance, there's a lot of places you can do that. Same thing, whether it's public ground, private ground, there's a little bit of everything. Montana has a slightly different private access program, but again, it's very well refined. You can watch your dog run all day at 300, 400, 500 yards if you have a dog that wants to do that. Sharpies are up and down, and it's an early season proposal for you. If you're not in the field chasing sharp-tailed grouse the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of the season, they start coveying up into big bunches, and they're virtually impossible to get close enough to shoot at. But two things. Number one, I realize I was born 100 years too late. Number two, I should have been one of those pioneers living on the prairie out there somewhere where you can see for 100 miles. And big sky country is where you can do it. And carry a gun and enjoy your dog work and maybe bump a bird every once in a while.
Sounds like a great day to me. One more state, one more species to go.
If I told you this, I'd have to kill you.
And the interview is over, folks. We're done. Go ahead.
I'm gonna mealy mouth my way through this one because, as you know, and many others know, I live in Oregon. And Oregon is a vast state with any number of types of habitat, terrain, geography, whatever. But if you want to find valley quail, and they are, frankly, my favorite bird, eastern Oregon is one place to do it. But I will qualify that by saying the same thing we have in eastern Oregon is shared by much of Nevada, much of eastern Washington, and much of southwest Idaho. It's all this great basin country, they call it, that all, any water that starts at the top and runs downhill ultimately evaporates before it reaches anything. But this great basin country has great quail habitat that is way different than folks who are accustomed to bobwhite quail. It's the really lonely, quiet, darkest patch in the lower 48 states. Some of the places I go, for example, I have a spot I go to a lot where I am farther from a hospital and farther from a Starbucks than anywhere else in the lower 48.
You must be in Southeast Oregon when you're doing that, then.
That's where I have to kill you.
We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it to that few thousand square miles of Southeast Oregon and tell you that's a good place to go. But folks, Scott's absolutely right. I love quail hunting. I live in Central Washington, and it is a great experience. You're usually, once you get into a covey of quail, the shooting's going to be fast and furious, and better still, more than likely, you're going to be able to kick them up again for some follow-up shots too. Before we go, let's talk about your television show, Wing Shooting USA. Where can folks see it? And is this season over, or do we still have some episodes left?
Well, we're on the air 12 months a year, depending on how you get your television. If you need it fixed really badly, just Google Wing Shooting USA and go to the YouTube page, and you can watch almost all the episodes anytime you want. We are just wrapping up our season on one of the Discovery channels called the Destination America. We're on about six other smaller, but many are national networks that you can get over the air, but you have to live far away from town. And then in January, we start again on the largest outdoor channel out there called Pursuit. So if you have Dish or Direct TV, satellite networks, you can catch us again there. We're in the midst of making shows right now. I've just got back from Montana, so yes, I am very familiar with the Sharpies there. And we're off on another adventure that starts in Kansas, goes to Oklahoma, and then ends in New Mexico later this season. And that's just the TV work. But the easiest way to get all the information on the TV show is to go to the Facebook page. And it's facebook.com/wingshootingusa. Participate in the discussion. We are always having ethical, among other types of debates. And if you love bird dogs and love bird hunting, that's where you'll find us.
That's Wing Shooting USA on Facebook, and it's Wing Shooting USA, the television show. As you just heard, lots of different ways to catch it, whether it be YouTube or the Pursuit channel or lots of other places and ways as well. Again, the place to go to first is Facebook. Just look for Wing Shooting USA. Scott, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time today on America Outdoors Radio.
You're welcome.